This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, March 26th, 2014. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Christina Thomas. Ozarks at Large is supported by the Center for Arkansas and Regional Studies at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville, dedicated to the celebration and documentation of this region's history and culture.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas sits down with House Speaker-designate Jeremy Gillum and old elected Senate President-designate Jonathan Dismang. Plus, we get a tour of Collier Drug's compounding pharmacy.
And in honor of National Poetry Month being celebrated in April, we talk to three local poets about their art form. Those stories and more. But first, one of Clinton's fiercer media opponents from the 1990s, David Brock, spoke at the Clinton School of Public Service yesterday as the repentant founder of the nonprofit media watchdog Media Matters. Brock described his previous role in writing for the conservative American Spectator magazine.
I was part of what Hillary Clinton would later call the vast right-wing conspiracy. Now, when Mrs. Clinton made that remark about the political opposition back in the late 1990s, insiders scoffed, but she was right.
Brock's current organization critiques right-wing media sources such as Fox News. Speaking at the Clinton School of Public Service, Brock explained the manipulation of media as he understands it.
Successor websites to Drudge, Breitbart.com, The Daily Caller, and The Washington Free Beacon have as their sole goal slandering their political opponents. Their function in the media ecosystem is to launder dirt fed to them by Republican operatives and dress it up as real journalism, all in the expectation that the mainstream will be goaded into following along.
Brock said a turning point in his career came when he was informed stories being fed to him, including Troopergate, were full of misinformation and outright fabrication from sources being paid by wealthy conservatives. Brock says he sees the same problems today from sources like the Koch brothers and already sees old attacks being revived by Senator Rand Paul against Hillary Clinton.
Former Arkansas Treasurer Martha Shoffner yesterday asked for a court-appointed attorney. Earlier this month, a jury found her guilty of 6 counts of extortion, a count of attempted extortion, and 7 counts of receipt of bribery. But she still faces 10 federal charges of mail fraud in a separate trial. According to Talk Business Arkansas, Shoffner asked U.S. District Judge Leon Holmes to appoint attorney Grant Ballard, one of 2 attorneys representing her, to continue representing her, but at the government's expense. She claimed that legal fees and costs to date have exhausted her financial resources and that she has been unsuccessful in borrowing money for her legal defense from family, friends, or other credit sources, leaving her unable to pay defense costs through the rest of the upcoming trial. Shoffner's other attorney, Charles Banks, said in yesterday's filing that he would continue to represent his client without seeking compensation from the government.
Plans for the Ben Guerin Aquatic Center in Fort Smith are moving along as both city and Sebastian County officials have agreed on final design plans for the park. David Hudson, Sebastian County judge, says the final design retains many of the amenities originally envisioned for the facility.
So we have a wave pool. We have a child's area with a zero entry layout. We have 4 slides and a lazy river, and that's the overall concept that is being put out to bid. Those bids are due back April the 10th, and at that time we'll get a clear understanding of where we are in regard to being able to build what we've planned for the budget of $10,900,000.
Hudson says the roughly 30 separate bid packages will open for bids April 10th. Once both the city and county governments approve the final bid contracts, Hudson says the next step will be to update the facility's operating plan.
And that would include the current layout with the wave pool and all of the other amenities. And based on their expertise and background, they'll know how to staff appropriately the facility. And then they also know how to calculate the various expense line items so we can get a bottom line on an operating budget. And then they'll be looking at regional pricing, and we'll be looking at pricing options to determine revenue stream and make a comparison of the projected operating cost to the projected revenue stream for the facility.
If everything goes as planned, the facility should open as scheduled on Memorial Day of 2015.
In a 5-2 vote last night, Rogers Alderman asked to close the majority of the road around Lake at Atlanta as part of the broader redevelopment of the lake. The vote gives the city administration the means to close the road from Timber Trails on the east side, northward around the lake end over to the Edwards property on the lake's western side.
Students at the University of Arkansas Fort Smith will soon be paying more in fees to fund construction of a new fitness area for the campus. According to the City Wire, students will pay a new fee of $5 per each credit hour they take. In return, students will get a facility that will include a 5,800-square-foot fitness area, a 2,600-square-foot individual and small group fitness area, three studio rooms, and potentially a two-story rock wall in addition to basketball courts and a three-lane running track. The Recreation Center is one of two buildings to receive approval as part of the college's latest master plan that was revealed last year.
The Razorback baseball team yesterday won 2 of 2 in a doubleheader at Baum Stadium against Mississippi Valley State. Arkansas won the first game 6-0, and the Razorbacks won the second game with a final score of 12-1. The two wins put Arkansas at 15-8 on the season, and the Razorbacks will attempt to make a clean sweep of the midweek series when the two teams finish the three-game set this evening at Dickey Stevens Park in North Little Rock.
Meanwhile, the Razorback softball team split its doubleheader last night at Jackson State, winning Game 1 with a final score of 7-4 and dropping the second decision 3-1. The doubleheader puts Arkansas at 23-11 on the season. The softball team returns home for a four-game homestand beginning Friday with a weekend series against Texas A&M.
Cloudy tonight with a 30% chance of showers and lows in the mid-40s, rising to the lower 50s by morning. Mostly cloudy tomorrow with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms and highs from 70 in northwest Arkansas to 74 in the Arkansas River Valley. Partly cloudy tomorrow night with a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms and lows from 39 to 48.